The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
I am Karen. I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
And I think it's amazing how people that we've met in recovery can make such an impact on us. Like Lindsay was talking about that quote, and I was thinking about last week when I didn't have a very good week, and I came here, and the impact even just coming to this meeting had on me and changed the way that I spent my last week. I mean, I spent the week reading the articles that were mentioned and reading the scriptures that were mentioned, and there's a lot of power in these meetings because people here are turning us to Christ. And I realize that all of us are just humans, mortals, but we're turning each other to God. And that's what makes it powerful, I think. So another girl that I've met in recovery, actually, we talked about Step 5 last week and how I did it the first time and it didn't work so well. And then the second time, this girl that I read my Step 5 to the second time when I really did it with the right spirit, once I got done reading it to her, she said to me, "Now I want you to go home and pray that you will see yourself the way Heavenly Father sees you." And that's the word, that's the final words she gave to me. And I just thought of that as we were reading through this step, that just because I've gone through this trial or these hardships and I've made bad choices or whatever, I don't have to let that define me forever and ever. I'm not that person anymore. And that's not how Christ saw me necessarily. And I have felt that he doesn't see me as an addict, even though I say that after I introduce myself. He doesn't look at me and think, "Oh, there's Karen the addict." I'm really grateful for that when she said that. I really do believe we can change our heart. It says here, where was it? "The Lord wants to bless you with a change of disposition." And this gives me a lot of hope because I really didn't like myself that much when I was in the middle of my addiction. In fact, when I first started going to meetings, first fresh into recovery, when I was kind of probably going for the wrong reasons still, but at least I was going. I remember going to a 12-step meeting that wasn't one of these LDS ones, but I remember one of the old-timers, they call him, and he said, "I have been sober for 25 years and not a day goes by that I don't think about drinking." And I heard that when I had like 30 days or something, and I just was so devastated. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? I am going to feel like this forever, and like for 25 years you still can't stand life?" How depressing is that? I mean, why bother, you know? And I truly felt that way. It's like, what is the point if not a day goes by that you don't suffer with this? I don't want that. So this step really, really gives me hope because it teaches us that we actually can heal. We can overcome these things. It's not just putting up with them. It's not just dealing with them for the rest of our lives. And a lot of people say, once you're an addict, you're always an addict. And maybe we have those tendencies more, or maybe, I don't know, maybe we don't. But I really believe that we can be healed from it. And that's not saying Satan's not going to throw in that little thought in our head every now and then and say, remember drugs? Remember how fun that was? You know, we could still get that, but we can be healed. It's not about enduring a miserable life for the rest of our lives because we've had this experience and because we've had this thing that's physiologically altered our brain or whatever. So I truly believe that Jesus Christ can heal the chemicals in my brain just like he can heal cancer or he can heal these other things if that's his will. Of course, we have to be careful to make sure we know what his will is, and it's going to be his will that we don't use. But whether or not we're healed overnight doesn't really matter because, like it said here, few of us understood the lifelong process of true conversion. It probably will be a process for us to overcome and be healed for the most part. I bet most of us will take a little longer. But that doesn't mean we're not being healed. And I just remember once when I received a healing for an ear infection, or a blessing for an ear infection. I could not believe that it didn't just immediately go away after this blessing when they told me it would be healed. It did start healing at that point, and it didn't get any worse, but it still had to go through the natural process of healing, and it took a few days or whatever that it takes for an ear infection. Well, it's the same concept with this. Our healing has begun. It's probably not complete, but it has begun, and it's in process, and we are getting better. And one day we will be completely better, and we need to believe that and have hope in that and not get discouraged by what we've done in the past, not get discouraged by the bad days or whatever. Just realize it's all part of this process of conversion that everybody goes through, and it's a struggle. That's what we're here in mortality for. So I truly believe that he can change our hearts, change our dispositions, and change how we think and react and do things, and we can have hope in a change that is complete when it is his will, and when we have done what we need to do and learn what we need to learn, we can be completely healed from this. And I testify that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Karen.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.